Lady Catherine de Bourgh has a pleasant, fun-filled day. Written by A. Marguerite and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandoms, Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen and Temeraire by Naomi Novik, featuring the characters Lady Catherine de Bourgh and William Collins. Part 8 in the A Monstrous Regiment series.
"Do you call that square?"
bellowed Lady Catherine. Her ragtag militia, comprised of confused members of the gentry around the neighborhood of Rosings, and all of Lady Catherine's tenants, seemed to have forgotten even the most elementary geometry. The French had reached Kent and were even now marching into the town of Rosings, but that was no excuse. Lady Catherine would not have it said that her militia was sloppy and failed to live up to proper military procedure. She scolded all into rank and file with great dispatch as the footmen ran about with shot and powder. Lady Catherine remained on horseback in the center of the square, scowling on the oncoming but ragged column of French troops. They were very small in number and most horribly dressed. A show of organization, concentrated force, might be enough to run them off. And what on earth was that square of dirty fabric they were pretending were their regimental colors? Fire! The column broke, and then clumsily regrouped about the pole with the dirty square of fabric on it. Positively filthy. She would never allow such a thing to cross the threshold of Rosings Park. Although the captured French colors would look very nice above the mantel in the summer drawing room. A pair of crossed sabers above it might even elevate the whole into a decoration worth having.
"Gun, Mr. Collins!"
Mr. Collins passed her a loaded hunting rifle. Lady Catherine sighted down the barrel and shot down the French standard bearer where he stood. The ordinary troops panicked and began rushing for the colors, trying to defend them. "Mr. Collins," said Lady Catherine, as the militia took their time reloading. "Disgraceful." "Yes, your ladyship? And may I say, what an excellent shot that was."
"Yes, yes," she snapped, thrusting her rifle back at him. "I must have those colors. Relip."
Mr. Collins did so immediately. "With pleasure, your ladyship."
"It is up to the aristocracy to set a good example for the lower classes," said Lady Catherine, taking back the rifle. "And I mean to fulfill my duty."
The end.